Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
You've been taken by the wind. You have known the kiss of sorrow.
This is the sweet sound of the Waylon Jennies. They are an award-winning Canadian-based acoustic trio known for their tight and hauntingly beautiful three-part harmonies.
You have come my way, your sorrow. You have come my way.
The Waylon Jennies will be performing at the Prescott Park Arts Festival in Portsmouth later this month. And if you haven't heard them sing, they're a real treat, as we found out when they joined us in our studio this past May. Here they are with their song, By Way of Sorrow.
You have drunk a bitter wine with none to be your comfort. You once were left behind. You will be welcome at love's table. You have come my way of sorrow. You have come my way of tears. But sure it's your destiny, meant to find you all these years, meant to find you all these years. That joy has slept will awake to days of laughter. All the tears that you have wept will dance in freedom ever after. You have come by way of sorrow. You have come by way of tears. But sure it's your destiny, meant to find you all these years, meant to find you all these. You have come my way, so you have come my way of tears. Sure it's your destiny, meant to find you all these years, meant to find you all.
Beautiful. That's the Waylon Jennies defining the idea of harmony there, performing the song By Way of Sorrow from their 2011 album, Bright Morning Stars. The Waylon Jennies are Ruth Moody, Nikki Mehta, and Heather Massey, and they were joined on that song by Ruth's brother Richard Moody on mandolin. Welcome to all of you Waylon Jennies. That was so gorgeous.
Thank you.
Really, really lovely. Tell me a little bit about how you guys came together, because I understand this band was a little bit the result of a happy accident, right?
Yeah, it was.
So this is Ruth.
This is Ruth.
The soprano, who, by the way, was playing guitar very beautifully.
Thank you. Yeah. It started a cold January evening in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Three singer-songwriters got together for one show, and it turned into two shows, two sold-out shows, and all of a sudden we were touring across the country, and we've just followed it where it's led us.
You know, when I hear you guys singing together, it's hard to believe you're not sisters. Your voice seemed to be sort of made to be singing together. How naturally did your voices blend?
It just happened. I mean, we got really, really
and
lucky.
And this is Nikki we're hearing from, yeah.
Yeah, we got really lucky. I mean, a blend is something that you can't manufacture. It's either there or it's not. So we just struck gold, in, you know, as far as being able to to meld our voices.
And is that the thing that sort of from that happy accident that you knew right away, it's like, oh my God, we can really do this together.
Yeah, you can hear it and also feel it too. Mm-hmm. We talk about that sometimes. It just, you can feel those vibrations and it just, yeah, you can feel it all over your body. It feels good.
Now let me ask you about the that sounds exciting. I want to ask you about the name, the Waylon Jennies. I understand the owner of Sled Dog Music, where you played that first show, came up with that name. But he also threw out the idea, the Folk Vixens.
How do you know this?
Our research.
That is impressive research.
Amory Sievertson, a very capable producer, gives me great information. But I want to say, I would have been in favor of that title.
Well, they're two very divided camps on that one.
No, I'm only kidding. I think I understand why you didn't want to be called the Folk Vixens. Anyway, that didn't fly, obviously.
That did not.
Vetoed.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the time is ticking, and we want to hear you sing. So why don't you do something else for us? What are you going to play for us?
We're going to do a Hank Williams tune for you. This is Weary Blues from Waiting.
Weary blues from waiting, Lord, I've been waiting so long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, won't you please come through tears. I watch young lovers as they go strolling by. Oh, all the things that might have been, God forgive me if I cry. If I cry, well, weary blues from waiting, Lord, I've been waiting so long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, won't you please come home? Well, the snow falls down my window, but it can chill my heart. God knows that it died the day my dream world fell apart. Well, weary blues from waiting, Lord, I've been waiting so long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, won't you please come home? Oh, sweet mama, won't you please come home?
The Waylon Jennies performing the great Hank Williams song, Weary Blues from Waiting. That's Ruth Moody, Nikki Mehta, Heather Massey. Together they're the Waylon Jennies. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love that song, and I want to ask you a little bit about sort of how you go about picking song. I know you do a lot of your mostly original material, but when you cover a song, what are you thinking about? What are you looking for? Why that song? I'm just so curious to hear about that. Who wants to take that up?
The harmonies, for sure. I mean, if something lends itself well to three-part harmony, then it's kind of a no-brainer. That was actually one of the first songs we ever sang together when we met Heather in Philadelphia. We sang together in a dimly lit restroom.
Mm. it's such a great song, and we have actually a recording of Hank Williams doing the original. Let's just listen to that very briefly, just for just the beginning of it. Here we are.
Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long.
You know, you got to love Hank Williams, but yeah. You guys bring something else, I got to admit.
Well, it's nice to take songs and kind of put our stamp on them and make them our own, so it's nice when you can change it up a little bit.
You do that beautifully. Let me ask, how do you guys work together and collaborate and sort of bring about this very unified sound? I mean, do you work separately? Do you write your own song separately? Or is there a lot of collaboration in the moment?
We do write separately. And then the really creative part for the three of us comes in the arranging of the song. So it's, you know, one of us will bring either an original song or a cover that we'd like to do and, decide who's singing lead on that. And then we just kind of play around. We don't write anything down. We typically don't sort of dictate to the others what we want them to sing at all. Generally speaking, we sing together and it organically comes together. It's really fun.
Well, we've been talking to Ruth Moody, Nikki Maida, Heather Massey, and Waylon Jennings. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll go out this segment with the song Swing Low, Sail High from the Waylon Jennings 2011 album Bright Morning Stars.
Oh, setting sun, don't sing, for I've found my heart. Heart, don't give up now while there's still time. Time, don't beat your old tree. Stay a little while with me till I put the whole thing in the eye.
The Waylon Jennings will be performing at the Prescott Park Arts Festival in Portsmouth later this month. There's more information at radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.